Blog Talk Radio. Morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to thank you for stopping by the Journey into Healing podcast. And I want to welcome those that are the first time offenders here over here at Journey into Healing. And I am very grateful for those that keep coming back week after week. So the Journey into Healing podcast is going to be produced every week for your enjoyment, and the upcoming shows can be found over on my website at elizabethsampson.com. You can click over on the talk radio page. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. And you can follow me over on Twitter at eSampsonRN and Facebook. All the links and the archive shows will be placed upon my website once they are done. So welcome in, everybody. My intention for the show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the creator of your health. Now, this is the place to come where your transformational healing begins, the universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened. Now, that being said, I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for divine healing and for positive thoughts. And if you are on board with this, welcome in. I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your friends and families or followers and all that you feel will benefit from the messages that you will receive here today. Now, if you want to participate in the discussion here on Blog Talk Radio, you can call in and get in the queue, which we do have some people that have called in already. The number here is 646-564-9633. So you can call in, we'll put you in the queue, and hopefully we'll get to chat with you. We also have the chat room open. So you can log on there. Of course, I'm manning that. Not sure how good I'll do with that, but if anybody's on there, they can help me with that. Now, today is episode number 3. I'm so excited about this because not only is it episode number 3 of Journey into Healing, but it is the first interview for this show. And our guest today, I am so happy to bring her here with us. So before I bring her online so you can hear her, I want to tell you a little bit about her. Now, Mary Houston is a life coach, a spiritual mentor, and a meditation teacher. She helps brilliant and ambitious women figure out exactly who they are and how they want to show up in the world. Mary is passionate about helping women to step into their power and create what they crave. She is a true catalyst for change. Her wisdom and her intuition will help you break through your biggest obstacles with graceful ease and will propel you into living a life with less stress, more freedom, and more abundance than you can ever dream of. So without further ado, I want to bring Mary on, and let's see if I can find her here. And I would like to welcome Mary into the Journey of the Healing podcast. Welcome, Mary. I'm so happy you can join us.
Yay! Thank you, Elizabeth. I'm so happy to be here. It's so funny hearing my bio being read to me by somebody. It's like, oh, really? Who is this person?
It is you, Mary. I can vouch for
It's
that. Yes, it is a wonderful bio. I am so happy that you are my first interview on Journey
I'm so
into Healing.
excited to be your first interview. I feel honored. And yeah, it's exciting times. I'm so happy to be here and to share this space with you. It's just so much needed in the world. I'm sure we'll talk a bit later, but I have a 20-year history in the healthcare field, and so I'm so very familiar with people needing so much to empower themselves and be their own architect for change with their healthcare. So I honor you for doing this and for getting this out into the world as well. So
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, as being in the healthcare industry, we both know it is trying to deal with patients and work in the medical paradigm. And that's why I push forward to create a new wellness paradigm for people to use alternative healing methods and take 100% control of their health and healing. And I am so glad that you are here. You have no
I'm
idea.
too. Well, we can both be glad, just as excited together.
Now, I want to tell everybody a little bit about you. Well, I already told them your bio, but I want you to tell them how you started in your journey of healing, because some of them may not know how you started this business and how you pushed forward.
Wow, I think for me it's so funny hearing you talk about my history in healthcare. So I started out my career as a physical therapist or physiotherapist as we call it here in the UK. But right from the offset, how I ended up in a science profession is just beyond my mind because I almost flunked science. I was never a scientific person at school. I excelled in art and in English and philosophy, and that was my zone of genius. And I kind of, long story short, ended up in this physiotherapy world. And I knew from the offset that I needed to go holistic, but 20 years ago when I first qualified, the idea of holistic, tradition, like holistic and Western medicine, they just weren't mixing very well at all. And so eventually I kind of got to the stage about 10 years ago where clients would come and see me and I would go, I've hardly touched you today. I've just sat and we have talked and I have coached you and I have listened and we've worked more with your thoughts and your mindset than we have your body. And something in me just shifted and I knew that I was going to slowly work my way from using my hands to using my words and my coaching more than I would my actual physio profession. And so just slowly over time, I moved further and further away from it and incorporated more mindset work in with my clients and started using meditation and craniosacral therapy and a bit of NLP. And then I took a career break when my son was born, and my ex-husband now decided when my son was around about one that he didn't want to be in the game anymore. And so I kind of very quickly found myself in a very different place, facing lots of very different choices to make. And I couldn't go back to work as a physio because I was now a single mum and I needed to be home with my little one. And so I thought, what am I going to do? And so I started utilizing more my meditation and my coaching skills. And I took my business online to be flexible, to be a flexible stay-home mum. And during that time, went through a profound, profound healing myself. Coaching and meditation has changed my life personally, but not just my career, but it's just changed my life to the point that I would hands down, if I was to pick one modality, you know, if somebody was to come with me with chronic health and conditions and really complex problems, over anything, over all of the holistic and healing modalities that, you know, the two of us even share some of them, I would pick coaching, because for me, everything is in the mind. You know, change your thoughts, change your life is just absolutely 100% true as far as my now learned experience and lived experience shows.
Right. I can totally agree with that. Change your thoughts, change your mind. And speaking of that, I know where that comes from. Well, I'm sure it comes from a few of them, but as we could talk about Wayne Dyer, I know, Wayne Dyer. So who are your mentors, Mary? I mean, who are the ones that you have followed to take you through meditation, take you through life coaching, and catapult you to where you need to be?
Well, my meditation journey really transformed when I came across a form of meditation called iRest Yoga Nidra. And it's a form of, I guess you could call it sleep meditation, you know, where you lie down to meditate. You don't have to sit in, you know, lotus position and stay awake and be attentive. You literally lie down with a blanket, with an eye pillow. You know, we encourage all forms of sleep, you know, because this form of amazing meditation utilizes the sleep cycle to take you into that particular state of brain waves where ultimate and fast healing takes place. So I started practicing this when I was in the middle of my breakdown from my marriage breakup. And within about 4 to 6 weeks of practicing this meditation, or rather falling asleep at night to this meditation, because I never heard any of it for about the first 3 months. I was off anxiety medication. I was sleeping through the night. I had got my appetite back. I was getting out of the house and exercising. I literally slept my way to health. And so Richard Miller, the founder of iRest, which is huge in America, is a huge, huge, you know, mentor and inspiration. And then I went on to become an iRest teacher. So because it changed my life that much, I was like, other people need to know about this, you know. And so I use it with all of my coaching clients. And then I think, and from a coaching point of view, I mean, it's funny, today I was writing a blog which was talking about my life before and after Martha Beck. I'm a Martha Beck life coach. And of course, she also is very well known in America. And so she is just, when I first picked up her, I read her book, Finding Your Own North Star. And when I read that, you know, I was just in the throes of absolute deepest, darkest suffering. And I was thinking, how am I ever going to get out of this hole that I'm in? Counseling and therapy wasn't working for me. And I read this book and it was just like somebody switched on a light, you know, and then I was like, I have to meet this woman somehow. and just divine, talk about, you know, I mean, we both talk a lot about divine inspiration and alignment and synchronicities. Yeah. And by a series of persistent and divinely inspired synchronicities, I landed a full scholarship place to her life coach training program, which is a year-long program.
Huge.
They'd never done it before. Never done it before. And I had been given a place and then I just couldn't find the money because I wasn't working and it was just me and my son. I had no income. And I knew I had to do this training and I just kept asking, you know, and they were like, we don't give out full scholarships, you know, we'll give you as much as we do. And I was like, that's really great. And I'm really grateful, but it's not enough. and so I just kept writing and then I think literally 24 hours before the program started, I got an email to say, you know what, you're in, we're going to do this. Let's do this. And they FedExed me my whole all of my study, you know, all of my package of my binder and all my books and notes and everything that I needed. And 48 hours later, I was in the program, and it just changed my life, you know, dramatically changed my life. So Martha Beck is a huge, huge mentor and inspiration to me. And of course, you mentioned Wayne Dyer as well. I mean, he is,
yes.
He is regularly on my my Audible, you know, books, listening to that. I think even Flynn, my son, has started to recognize his voice now. He's like, oh, Mama, it's that man again. Did you see him? Who is he? So it's slowly diluting down to my 4.5-year-old as well. So those are the hitches in my meditation and my coaching career.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the yoga nidra. Now, is there, I know you do meditation. Is there some way that people can sign up for your meditation?
Yeah, actually, well, I do have, I have a free album that I give out to people. I read it. I mean, it's so funny. You're quite often, I've even overheard women in the shopping line, you know, in the supermarkets, just saying how tired they are because they're a new mum or they're a regular mum, and you know, and I'll just go, excuse me, I can't help that over here, you're really tired. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, would you like some free meditation? It will change your life. And they're like, okay. And then I get this email from them going, oh my god, you won't feel, I'm so glad that you were really rude and interrupted my conversation that day, because you don't do that in England, you know, that's not the kind of thing that you do in England. You keep yourself to yourself and you don't interrupt. So I quite have, I know I often give this out. So you can go to my Facebook page where you'll be able to find the link to access a free meditation album of some of these sleep meditations that I do, and then I also sell some different albums to do with sleep and awakening and more enlightenment meditations as well, because it's a profoundly deep and changing meditation experience that I highly recommend, you know, anybody just try. Like I said, I slept my way back to health just without even trying. One day I woke up and all was well in the world again, you know. So
now that's definitely testimonial for yourself. The yoga nidras. Now I will I'll put a link for your Facebook page on my page underneath this episode when it airs, so that people can sign up for your Facebook page. So
I will,
you make sure you've done that.
Yeah, and I'll also give you the I'll also give you the direct site, which is a Thinkific like learning platform host, and it has a really long URL. So I'll send you that as well, and then you can put that, and people can go directly to sign up there as well. So and they'll find my other albums there too.
That would be awesome. Anybody could benefit from a little extra sleep and a little healing in the process.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the sheer idea of the fact that you can heal whilst you sleep is just, isn't that just so awesome?
I know. I mean, I definitely will take a look at that and see how that can help me, you know, heal during my sleep. I would love that.
Yeah,
and as you say, you can lay down with the meditation. A lot of people don't like to sit still, but if you're laying down and you're doing the meditation, I bet you would fall asleep really quickly.
Yeah, and actually, and I say to people, like, to fall asleep is actually totally fine. A lot of times people go, but I don't even hear what you say. Like, that's okay. Honestly, as long as you trust me that I'm not filling your mind with some kind of, like, crazy talk. But so you don't have to be listening, because that's the whole way that it's designed, that it just speaks to your subconscious, and it doesn't matter that you fall asleep. And for so many people, especially so many of your listeners who may be listening with chronic health issues, you know, I know my mum, for example, she couldn't actually, she went to go on a regular mindfulness course and she couldn't get on the floor or be comfortable because of her spine, her spinal condition. She couldn't lie on the floor and be still enough for the meditation, and she couldn't sit in a chair for the length of the meditation that they were teaching in the class. And so she actually had to drop out of the class and the program because physically she wasn't able to do it. But, you know, with the yoga nidra, she just lies on her bed at home. You know, she goes to sleep. Oh, you can use it in the day. You know, quite often I will say to people, just use a short 15-minute meditation in the day for a power nap, you know, because the research that's coming out around it is that one 20-minute meditation is the equivalent to 4 hours sleep.
Wow. Yeah. So that would be like, wow, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So for a lot of your listeners, you know, who may well be struggling with chronic conditions, who, you know, are thinking, I can't sit comfortably. I can't sit still for a length of time, or I'm distracted by my pain, you know, something like yoga nidra is just amazing for people like that, with those kind of complex and limiting health conditions.
Yeah. Wow. I will definitely make sure the link gets up for people to access that, at least on the Thinkific site and on your Facebook page, so that they can benefit from that.
Yeah, awesome. I'd love that. I willingly give it away free to whoever is interested in trying it, because I'm living testimony that it just changes your life.
It seems like all of us that are out there helping others have gone through one form of healing, and bringing that to light is what I think will help heal the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's funny, you know, when I was, he's not a role model as such, but the one reason that I identify so strongly with him, and of course in America he's huge again, is Tony Robbins. And I remember the thing about him that I relate to so much is that his bottom line, baseline philosophy is that he wants to end suffering. Just full stop. You know, his goal in life, however which way he does it, is to end suffering. You know, and I can remember thinking that myself. You know, I remember the very day when I was sat looking out the window, just feeling like I didn't know how I was ever going to get out of the hole of anxiety and depression and just bitterness that I had got myself into after my marriage broke up. And I can remember saying to myself, if I ever, ever get out of this, then I have to do something to stop other people suffering in this way, because this is so unnecessary that I'm stuck in this cycle. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, to end suffering is just the be all and end all, isn't it?
Yeah, I do agree with that, definitely. So that catapulted you into life coaching and being a spiritual mentor. And I want to ask you, what does a spiritual mentor mean to you? Because I know everybody has their different views of what a spiritual mentor are, and some people shy away from that. But in your own words, what would you say that you do as a spiritual mentor?
It's a juicy question, Elizabeth.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of like two-pronged for me. Like, the answer that I would give if I was writing copy for my website kind of answer would, you know, I quite often describe myself a bit like a spiritual tour guide, in the sense that, you know, I'm kind of the
That's
map
really
holder.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm kind of like the map holder. Hey. you know, it's kind of like the Lonely Planet guide to spirituality. You know, it's like taking people on a journey where they're just able to get in touch with their own inner essence, their spirit, you know, because I think for a lot of people, the whole idea of spiritual coaching or spiritual mentor or spiritual director has a big link and with religion. And so it can put a lot of people off, or it can, give people the wrong impression. And but for me, and again, you know, Wayne Dyer talks about this so often in his writing, that is just our spirit, is our soul, is our essence. And so spirituality is nothing nothing more than the exploration and the celebration of our own spiritual nature and beingness, you know. And so for me, it's taken me a long time to actually start using that term about myself, but I have known that I was meant to be a spiritual mentor or a spiritual tour guide or whatever, which way you want to look at it, since I was, I don't know, about 7 or 8. You know, I can remember being that connected with Source and my own inner being at that young age, that I knew that God was asking me to do something in the world, you know.
Right,
and
right.
It was, and then it kind of, I just kind of, my ego mind stepped in and the voices in my head got louder and I lost touch with it, you know. And it wasn't until I went through my complete breakdown and breakthrough experience that I awoke that part of myself again, and I came back to my own truth and realized that, you know, the fact that my spiritual nature and my love of spiritual teachings is an inherent part of me. And if people want to work with me and I coach people, I cannot not include that in how I work with people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I know you said that Tony Robbins was big into end suffering. What would you say, what was the one problem in the world that you would want to tackle? Would it, I mean, you would want to bring forth and tackle? Would it be the suffering, or would it be part of your programs that you do, like receiving or mind your own business?
I think it would be getting people to believe that not everything they think is true. That is like the one thing. If I could just teach about nothing, and then that has so many different facets, you know, because for so many women, a big thing that I teach about is all to do with self-worth. Because at the end of the day, if we deem ourselves unworthy of anything in life, you know, then we block ourselves to so many miracles that God and the universe is trying to bestow upon us, you know. So it has its link into being able to receive and receive abundance and live a joyful and graceful life. And it has also that block to, if we don't have any sense of self-worth and we don't trust ourselves, well, then we have no choice but to believe the stories in our head and believe the things that other people tell us. And then we get caught up in this whole world of lies, essentially, you know, because we are completely dependent upon other people's opinions. And then we get caught, and we're then stuck in this cycle of suffering, because when we are dependent upon other people's opinions, we are not living our truth. And then we are so out of alignment, our soul is so unhappy with not being heard, that life is just miserable, you know. And that's where I was. That's where I was stuck. I was so far removed from my truth. That's what pain is. That's what pain feels like. It's being so far removed from who you are. And the bigger the gap, the more removed you are from your truth, the more life hurts, you know. And for me, I can remember thinking, you know, that I was just in so much pain. And then one day I just had this epiphany that I was just like, you know what, why am I even bothered what my ex thinks? Why am I even worried about his opinion anymore? Because I'm not even married to him, you know. And after everything that he did, why am I holding on to this? And this was where this whole idea of mind your own business was born from, because as I slowly started to release and get out of everybody else's business and more into my own life and business, my pain, the gap between my truth and how I was actually living, started to get smaller, and I started to get closer back to my truth. And as a consequence, my pain started to ease. So it would be just helping people to understand that they do not need to believe everything that they think to be true.
Wow, yeah. And that's how minding your own business was born then.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it was just kind of one of those moments when I just thought, I just heard this voice inside me say, Mary, mind your own business. And it was just, again, it was another light bulb moment. And it just kind of went off in my head. And it was like, huh. And it was almost instantaneous. As soon as I had that realization, it was like somebody took a whole weight off of my shoulders, you know.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, mind your own business. And I know people would think of it as something different, but it makes total sense the way that you put it, is to say to yourself, don't worry about what other people think about you. Don't worry about other people at that point. Just stay true to yourself is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we have become so dependent upon other people's opinions and thoughts in our everyday lives that we have lost touch with our own intuition and our own sense of inner guidance. You know, we wouldn't trust it even if we did hear it. So many of the women I work with and so many of the clients that you come across, you know, their intuition and their sense of their own true nature and their own inner voice is so dampened down, you know, like the voices in their head of all of the stories and all of the excuses and all of the other things that the pressures people are putting on them, that's so loud, that noise is so loud that you can't hear your own inner voice anymore. And so when you start to mind your own business, and by which I mean forget about what other people say, do and think, and just focus on how you feel and what's important to you. And I'm not saying it's easy. You know, it is the most simplest way to change your life. Is it the easiest? No.
Right.
But, you know, nothing ever worth doing is easy. You know, anybody knows that. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, wouldn't they? So, will it change your life in the fastest way possible? Absolutely, it will. Because then that's when true, deep transformational healing happens, when you take everybody else out of the picture and you start to live your own truth.
Right. I mean, there's so many people that think that they're missing out by not paying attention to what other people are doing. But when you do mind your own business, your healing can begin. And, you know, that is just true. And when I say that, I mean, like, that's what this whole thing, the journey into healing, is about. It's bringing your healing to the forefront and taking control of your actions and the way you think. And if you do mind your own business, like you say, then it will definitely help you in the process.
Oh, absolutely. It's making ourselves, you know, first, for the first time in a long time for so many of the people that we work with. And we both know that so many of the chronic health conditions and of the anxiety and mental health conditions that exist these days are purely because we're out of alignment with our spiritual, soulful self. You know, and I know later on in your series, you're going to be talking about, you know, the physical manifestations of emotional problems. But that was a huge thing for me, of how I transitioned from physical therapist to coach, was because people would come in to me with, oh, I've got a sore knee today. Well, have you injured it? No. Well, did you twist it? No. Did you fall on it? No. And then I would ask them more the energetic link to knee pain. You know, is this happening or is that happening? Or are you experiencing? They'd go, oh, yeah. Well, how does that make my knee hurt?
I know. People just don't understand that when they do have a pain in their body, it's not necessarily caused from an injury. It could be caused from something emotional stuck in your body.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
And
the mind your own business is so relevant to that, because the reason why stuff gets, half of what gets stuck in our body doesn't even belong to us. You know, it belongs, it's resentment and it's anger and it's frustration and it's opinions and it's all the things that we have to do with other people that we hold on to in ourselves instead of just minding our own business and focusing on how we feel, you know. And so,
right. Did I lose you, Mary?
Yeah, I think so. I'm still here. Don't worry. I'm still here.
It's so funny because this internet, it's so hard. My internet's been out off and on all day. So if I do lose you, I do apologize.
That's right. I won't take it personally. I'll mind my own business and not take it personally.
It's perfect. Thanks. I do want to talk about, you do have a program that's coming out, and I know if it's, I think it's starting in a couple of weeks. Am I wrong? It's called the Born to Receive program.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program? And, you know, if there's any listeners out there that would, you know, where they could go to find out more about it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, like the whole Born to Receive thing was, again, it was a big spiritual epiphany for me that I was having a bit of one of my tantrums with God, as I do quite often, and you know, just like saying, you know, oh, what is it then? What is it that you want me to do next? You know, come on, then lay it on me. And all of a sudden, an hour later, there was this program. You know, there was this whole entire program. You know, 16 modules and everything that was going to be covered in it. And I was like, oh, right, never written anything that quickly in my life before. I guess this is something that I have to do. And
divinely guided.
It absolutely is. And you know, as receiving and the ability to receive is something that is so close to me in my own journey and just in what I desire most for women in the world, because we are so bad at receiving. You know, how many times do you go for a coffee with a girlfriend and they'll go to get it? Oh, no, I'll get it. Oh, it's okay, we'll split it, you know. Or somebody goes to treat you to lunch and you just feel uncomfortable. It happened to me just a couple of weeks ago even. You know, we had friends staying from Australia and we went to the grocery store and filled the cart up with food, you know, and then we get to the checkout and they pay. And my whole body just went into spasm almost, you know, because it was like, I can't let you do this, you know. And I was like, stop, Mary, remember your program. And I really had to just breathe into it and stand there and feel this beautiful gift of somebody wanting to give something to me, because receiving is also about the other person as well. And we don't think about that. You know, how often do we turn something away without any consideration whatsoever for the gift giver as well, you know?
That's true.
We do it so often. We think that we're being the great one by refusing and not putting anybody out and not causing any trouble or extra expense by somebody doing something for us. But to actually have a gift declined or refused, you know, and that's what all of these tiny little things that can show up in our lives every day, that we are turning away as women, we turn them away so much, you know. So one of the things I say is this program for you is if you are the kind of person who loves to give, you are an absolute giver all the time, but you struggle to allow yourself to receive. And I saw my mum do it her whole life, you know. She would never open her presents. She would just, because she would want to watch us. She was so enthralled being our joy. She would leave them all till later because she didn't want to miss a moment. Or it would get to her birthday or Mother's Day and she'd be like, no, kids, I don't need anything, I have you, you know. And and it was meant with total and complete love, you know. But it modeled for me as well just her inability to receive, you know, and my, you know, it's kind of linked into my ability to receive that kind of learned behavior, that we don't have to accept help and we don't have to do anything, allow things and other people to do things for us. But part of our own self-love journey involves receiving. You know, it's not just about loving ourselves from a spiritual or emotional point of view, from that physical point of view of actually allowing other people and physical abundance, financial abundance and prosperity, as well as love and health and goodness into our lives, you know. And we do
I just got goosebumps when you said that, because, you know, Mary, I mean, there's so many of us women out there that don't receive. We don't take it, you know. I mean, we'd much rather give it than receive. So I could totally relate to what your mom did as a mother. I can relate to that. And I think we, as you said, we're modeled that behavior our whole life. What woman out there isn't?
Absolutely. You know. But what woman out there also, if you were to give her a truth pill for 24 hours, what woman out there wouldn't wish for more? And that's the thing.
Absolutely.
This is what the Born to Receive program is about. It's about embracing and celebrating the gifts that we have as women, that makes us such amazing givers, that makes us so tenacious with our ability to keep going, that makes us so resilient, that makes us, we only women could be mothers, you know, because we have that special something. But if you were to give every woman some truth serum for 24 hours and get them to write their wish list, boy, would it be 10 miles long, you know, because we all have these deep hidden desires and dreams that we want more. We want, even if it's, we want that lie-in, we want that breakfast in bed, we want that surprise bunch of flowers, we want that spa day, we want lunch with girlfriends, we want no kids for 24 hours, we want more money in the bank, we want a holiday where we don't have to do anything. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on, but we do not allow ourselves to name these things, and we certainly don't allow ourselves to therefore receive them. And so many of us these days, manifesting is such a huge kind of buzz now these days. It's like you can have, be and do anything you want to be in life if you can just understand the law of the universe and if you can just understand how to manifest. But the key missing ingredient is that unless you actually get in touch with your truth and you start to honor these things that you want and you start to deem yourself worthy of them, that we actually block a whole life of miracles waiting to arrive at our doorstep, you know. And I quite often liken this to like an analogy that I give to women is like with to do with self-worth and believing in your own deservedness is like somewhere out there, there is a truck, there is a UPS truck full of everything that you want. And the GPS has got your name and address on it, ready to go. And he's just parked in a lay-by. Because until you send out that signal that says, yes, I'm ready to receive and open my door, he can't drive. He can't go anywhere.
Wow.
You know?
Wow, that's a great analogy. That's true, too.
Yeah. It is. It's so true. Until that signal goes out that you, yes, I am ready to receive it and I'm worthy of receiving it, and it doesn't make me a bad mom, it doesn't make me a bad person, it doesn't make me a selfish woman to actually want something more in my life, until you can arrive at that place, then you manifesting and heart, you know, will never work. And that's what this program is about. Because it was the missing piece for me and for so many of my clients who, you know, were tired of sitting on the sidelines and doing affirmations and doing vision boards and coming up with all of these different mindset techniques that just weren't working. But when we got to the deep, deep mindset work, they were like, oh, huh, Yeah, no, you're making me feel a bit uncomfortable talking about all this self-worth stuff. Can we just bypass this? Can we just not tip this over? And I'm like, no, no, we cannot.
That's a trigger right there.
Yes, yep, as it is for so many of us, Elizabeth. You know, self-worth is such a big thing for so many women. And we talk about self-love so much these days. We talk about self-care so much these days. We talk about self-esteem even. But at the bottom of the triangle that really holds all of that stuff up is self-worth and being able to trust and know yourself. And not many of us really are prepared to dig that deep in order to heal those wounds, you know. So,
right.
But so that's what Born to Receive is about. And because for me, coaching, I had done a lot of counseling in my life. You know, I had gone through a lot of grief counseling when my father died, and I've gone through, you know, PTSD and lots of other things. And I hated counseling. I hated digging around in the dirt and digging up the old stuff and revisiting my pain. It just didn't make me feel good. And I think there's
a lot of people that can relate to that, wanting to dig up the dirt like that.
When I discovered coaching, you know, it was funny, I just wrote a blog post today, and it was like coaching really is more comparative to architecture, whereas counseling is more like archaeology, you know. With coaching, you're looking to the vision of what you want to create, you know, whereas you're not looking back to preserve the past, you're looking to recreate a new future. And so when I started coaching for myself, and I went through my own coaching, not my coaching training, but my actual coaching of myself, I realized that profound difference. And it was like, really? You don't want me to go and dig over there and cry a bit more and look about how painful that was? And they're like,
yeah.
Is that going to serve you? I'm like, well, no.
No.
So how do you want it to change? And what do we need to do about the thoughts that you're having about that situation? Because that's where the secret ingredient of coaching lies. It's about changing your limiting beliefs and your thought processes. And that's what gives you that, you know, that architecture for change and to redesign your future into anything that you want it to be. That's what Born to Receive is about. It's about all of the best aspects of coaching that means you don't have to go and dig around in the dirt, but you can still get to the nitty gritty places that you need to, but without poking the pain and turning it into something really positive, really fast.
How can people sign up for Born to Receive program? Because, I mean, I know it cuts off pretty soon.
We start in a couple of weeks and there are just a couple of spots left open. So you can go to my website, which is www.maryhouston.me/Born to Receive. And then on there, you'll see the details, the schedule. So it's a 4-month intimate immersion just for 6 women only, and there are places filled already, because I really wanted to make sure that it was small enough that women really felt safe and honored and supported, but at the same time it being a group program meant that it was more affordable for some people who couldn't necessarily afford one-on-one coaching, which, as you know, is also a huge thing for a lot of working mums, you know, or single mums, or mums in general. We do not spend money on ourselves, but this is an old paradigm that has to change, because it's that oxygen mask theory, isn't it? Unless you put your oxygen mask on first, how are you going to look after your kids? How are you going to create the life that you want for them to live? And I had a moment with a mum, a client that I was coaching once, and we were talking about her children. She had young children and all of the dreams and aspirations that she had for them and the qualities that she, as adults, she wanted them, deeply wanted them to have and that she had instilled in them. And then I said to her, okay, beautiful, that's so beautiful. Now I want to ask you, what are you modeling for them right now? And it was just like mic drop, you know. It was the complete opposite to everything that she wanted. She, you know, she visualized them to be at 18 or 21. What she was modeling was the total opposite, you know. And it's because we don't invest in ourselves, but we cannot expect our lives to change unless we invest in ourselves in whatever way. It doesn't have to be an expensive coaching program, but also something like that can totally transform your life in a very short period of time instead of battling with it for years and years and years and years. So there are a few spots remaining, and we start in May, so it's not long to go. And it's a beautiful mixture of, so again, just like I said, six women, and a beautiful mixture of group coaching as well as one-on-one coaching with me and video classes and a private Facebook group for extra support. So
this is all done online then, correct?
Yeah,
so you don't have to be in the UK. You can be online to this program.
Yeah, and actually most of my clients are actually in Australia or the US, funnily enough. It's all done remotely, and this has changed my life, you know, because my son is asleep right now and I'm on the phone to you, you know. This is the way that modern success is going, isn't it? It's flexible.
Yes.
Flexible investment in ourselves as well. And like one of my clients said, I love remote coaching because it means that I don't have to spend an hour getting to and from an appointment. I can work it around my working day or when my kids are in bed. So the program is totally all online, and everything will be on an online platform which you have lifetime access to, so you can keep coming back to it, you know, again and again as you need to, because we all know that us women are our worst own enemies, and we never really learn the lesson the first time around, do we?
Right. No, we don't. So it's
MaryHouston.me. Yeah.
/ born to receive, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Mary, we have a caller that's holding, has been holding for almost 20 minutes. Would you like to take that caller in?
Yeah,
so we can
sure.
See?
Come
it's
on
a,
in.
Okay.
Join the fun.
All right. This is a 949 area code, so I'm going to unmute your mic so you can talk. And let's see. Hello. Are you from the 949 area code?
Yes, I am. Hello, Elizabeth. This is Sonali.
Sonali, how are you? I'm so glad you joined us.
Me too. Oh, I have chills. It's resonating so much with what Mary Houston is talking about, especially around receiving, and just so thrilled that this Born to Receive program is out there for women, you know?
Oh, it sounds phenomenal, and I can't wait to go look at the Born to Receive program and see what it has to offer for me. Mary, are you on as well?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Sonali, how are you? Thanks for waiting,
Mary,
and listening.
Oh, my pleasure. I've received so much. It's like every time I hear you talk, Mary, it's like a coaching session. You know, the what you impart, you know, your inner wisdom, it's so packed with such juicy goodness, and there are just so many gems of truth in there that you feel you're sitting through an actual transformational coaching session, you know? So thank you, Mary.
You are a kind and lovely soul. Thank you.
And I love what you said. I'm actually on your website right now, Mary, the web page that you just mentioned. And I'm looking at the program right now, and it says, the world will only give as much as you can receive. And that just touches me so deeply, you know, that the women that actually do end up receiving more in their lives are the ones that are willing to receive. Like, imagine that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Their UPS truck knows exactly where to go, and it is unloading through their front door all the time.
Amazing. Beautiful. And Mary, I wanted to ask you, through this, it's a 4-month program, correct?
It is, yeah.
And through the program, is this also similar to, like, if there was women out there who are not really, they're in the gap or they're not sure about their soul purpose or, you know, they're in transition from a career or a job and they're not quite sure what the next step is. Do you see this program helping women like that?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, Sonali. And thank you for asking that because it's such a beautiful question because I think there are so many of us who are in that gap, you know, who are stuck on the other side of trying to create a business and trying to search for their soul purpose. And I see so many women, I work with quite a lot of entrepreneurs and who have been struggling to try and get traction in their business for so long, and they have been trying different things. And they haven't been able to succeed because they're not in touch with their own truth, you know, and the first module in Born to Receive is all to do. So the four modules are based on the spiritual teachings of trust, surrender, believe, receive. And so the first module is all to do with about self-trust. And when we do not, we talked about this earlier, Elizabeth, when we do not trust ourselves, we do not know ourselves. And there are so many women who are hungry to get out into the world and to serve and to do something. So many mums who are coming out of transition, kids are going to school and they are wanting to create a flexible job for themselves. And they because if they're not in touch with their purpose and they're not in alignment with their truth and they do not trust themselves, then they get sucked into this vortex of programs and teachings and, you know, leaders that are out there trying to shape, you know, new entrepreneurs in the world, you know. And so part of this is absolutely to serve those women who are in that gap, as you said, Sonali, who feel like they know that life is meant to be more, but they're not quite sure what it is meant to feel or see or taste like right now. But as they connect with themselves and they learn to trust themselves and they learn to surrender in to trusting divine guidance and their own true nature, everything just starts to unfold because we cannot actually receive that which we do not know.
That's and so true.
You have to go through that process. So those women, as you said, Sonali, who actually are still searching, part of the reason why we're not getting what we want in life is because we actually do not know 100% what exactly it is that we're wanting because we're in that gap, as Sonali says.
Yes. Now, Mary and Sonali, Sonali, I'm so happy you are here. Next week, Sonali is going to be on the show, but we have about 1.5 minutes left on this broadcast. I can't believe it's going so fast. So if we do, I just want to let everybody know again where they can get the Born to Receive. It's Mary Houston, maryhouston.me/ Born to Receive. Is that correct, Mary?
That is correct. It is, Elizabeth. And as okay. As a special offer for, it's not up on the website because you won't see it, but as a special offer for women who are listening via your show, there's part of this. So the program offers you, or with all of the group coaching that there is, but it also offers you a half an hour coaching slot with me once a month for the entire program. But as a special bonus for your listeners, for anyone who's listening tonight and who wants to sign up for one of the few remaining spots, I'm actually going to double that coaching time for them this program.
What a wonderful gift.
So you'll get an hour's coaching with me instead of just half an hour on top of all of the group calls and group coaching that's going on. So if what I will do, Elizabeth, is create a special code for anyone who can click on that link or give that special promo code as a link to listening to your show so that they can then upgrade their time with me for the duration of the program.
Well, thank you very much, Mary, and thank you so much for being here. I hope this doesn't kick us off, which it may, but I will definitely put that up on the page once you send it to me. I'll make sure it gets up on the radio show page or the archive radio show page. We'll put it on the Facebook, and I will send it into the Journey into Healing Facebook page so that those listeners or whoever listened to it can definitely. Is there a timeout period for that? Is there a end date, end time?
Yeah, well, so, oh gosh, you're going to ask me what the date is now, aren't you? I'm looking. I know what the day is. Don't ask me what the date is. So it's the 19th today. So that offer will be good until the 22nd, which is Friday, I believe. So midnight on Friday, then you'll be able to, if you're getting the show and you're booking before Friday the 22nd at midnight, then you will be able to get that beautiful bonus.
Okay, and they can go to the Born to Receive page, or are you going to have a special link?
They can go to the Born to Receive page, and because there are three different payment options, just to make it as accessible for women as possible. And then what I'll do is I'll create a special code just for your listeners, Elizabeth, so that then when they put that code in, I'll know that they have come via your show, and then they can claim that bonus.
Oh, would you like to give that code out now or no?
Oh.
Or would you like to...
No,
that way they can
create one on the top. Actually, we could just call it Journey into Healing, can't we? There you go.
There you go. Journey into Healing would be the special code. Yeah, therefore they can, if they listen to this, then I won't have to put it up on a page. You'll know they heard that right from here.
There you go. So if you just mention Journey into Healing when you purchase, then you'll get that beautiful bonus.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mary. I want to thank you so much for being here, being the first interview. I'd like to thank Sonali for stopping by and talking in with all of us, as next week Sonali Fisk will be featured as our interview for next Wednesday. So thank you again, Mary. I really appreciate it. We will definitely touch base after this, so we can talk a little bit more. So if you just hang on, don't hang up, Mary. I'm just going to mute your mic for a minute.
I won't hang up. Thank you so much for having me, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Okay, everybody, that is Journey into Healing podcast episode number 3 with Mary Houston. I am so glad you were here. I want to thank each and every one of you for stopping by and listening into the Journey into Healing. And if you like what you've heard here, please share this out with your friends. You can also rate the show on iTunes. And I just want everybody to know that you are the only one that can heal yourself from illness and disease. You hold the keys to your future. Remember, it's your choice which road you're going to travel. And until next time, this is your host, Elizabeth Sampson, and I will be signing off until next Wednesday at 1 p.m. when we have Sonali Fisk, an empowerment coach, on. So join us and look for the future podcast episodes on elizabethsampson.com/radio-show. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.